The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 476.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Today we are going to talk about those days you just don't feel like working. You know, the time that we're doing this session, it's summertime, height of the summer, kids are at home, you got a million things to do, you got all these different social events, you got all the beautiful sunshine calling your name and saying, come out and play. And you say, I don't know if I feel like actually working. I feel like doing other things. Well, you're in the right sandbox if that's you, because I'll tell you something. Let's break this down into a few different parts and a few different layers, okay? So the first layer is that with everything in our lives, everything that we do, we basically have four choices. So the four choices are do the thing and feel bad, do the thing and feel good, don't do the thing and feel bad, don't do the thing and feel good. So I don't care what it is. It can be like doing a live stream. It can be having a podcast. It can be going to a social event. Go to the social event and feel bad. Go to the social event and feel good, right? Don't go and feel bad. Don't go and feel good. I mean, it fills in for everything. Don't you love when you get a formula like that that works for just everything, you know? But here's the deal. You're a brain trainer, so you really only have two choices. Your two choices are do the thing and feel good or don't do the thing and feel good. It makes no difference which choice you make. So either way, if you're going to take time off, then take time off and feel good about it. And here's the deal. As a brain trainer, we know, here's part two of this puzzle that we're working on. What do we know? We know action doesn't build your business. Isn't that crazy? Action is not the thing that's building your business. You know what's building your business? Feeling good. Having a positive expectation. Having the expectation that your business is building. When you feel good, when you do things that feel good, when you enjoy yourself, when you have fun, you get that good brain working. You start to get access to the brilliant idea that makes you the next money. You relax enough that you think about other things besides work. You start to open up your awareness. You show up and you meet people. And that's when miracles happen. You know, you get out of your little office or wherever it is and you just start to be with other people or have some time off or relax. And then that person comes into your life that's like, oh my gosh, I would have never met you if I wouldn't have been here at this thing at this time. But it has to be an intentional feel good. There's nothing worse than taking time off and not enjoying the time off because you're feeling guilty about not working. Or when you're working and you're working and you're feeling bad about not having any more time off. So you got two choices because you're a brain trainer. Do the thing and feel good or don't do the thing and feel good. But there's only two choices and you have to line up with your decision about it. So let's go back to this idea of not feeling like working and ask yourself, are you not feeling like working because you keep saying you don't feel like working? This is the third piece, right? you know, sometimes we get stuck in these patterns of thought where it's like, oh, I just don't feel like working. Oh, I don't know. I just feel so lazy. I lost my mojo. I don't have any motivation. I mean, I just said four sentences and I'm already like wanting to take a nap. Okay, so I'm going to have to turn that around quickly and we're all going to go to sleep. So here's the thing. When you bust yourself on what your story is, what your real story is, and what your real desire is, now you can start to live a more proactive life. So let's start at the core. This is the third piece of it. Let's start at the core. Is it that you really don't feel like working? Or is it that you keep saying that you don't feel like working? What do you really want? Maybe what I really want is I want to be able to have a balanced life where I can do both. I want to be able to take time off and feel good about it. I want to be able to grow my business doing all the things I just love. And I don't feel like working because I'm looking at the list of things I've got to do and I don't love any of them. I'm not passionate about any of them. So that is the place to start. Figure out what do you want and how are you going to get it? You're going to get it by talking about it like you already have it. So it will look like this or it will sound like this. Okay, here's the thing. I want work that is impassioned. I want work that's inspiring. I want work that's mission-driven. I like working when I'm working in my gifts. I like working when I'm doing things that are fun and exciting and I'm creating new things. I love being able to work in my natural gifts and in the things that come easily for me. And I like having something to look forward to. It's not a goal so much. It's just something to look forward to, something that I can see I'm creating. Because really, I feel like a creator. I feel like at the end of the day, what my business really is, I'm not only creating the things in my business and I'm doing all these fun things in my business, but I'm creating myself. It's personal development for me, and I'm getting better all the time, and I'm getting to be a better thinker, and I really do love what I do, and I love crafting my mission and figuring all the nuances and understanding my clients better and understanding their nuances and seeing where we meet and having those connections that feel just so powerful and sharing my message in such a powerful way and orchestrating all the different pieces of it and having them come together, and it feels so good when I can see like this was not in existence and then it came together and it happened and it created and it unfolded just like I wanted to, and in fact better than I wanted it to, because I didn't even expect all these cool things to happen. And part of the reason all these cool things happened and all of this unfolded so well is because I'm so good at enjoying my time off. I love when I take some time off and it feels so good. Even the little bit of time, like an hour, you know, it's nice I have a day or two or a week or a vacation, but I enjoy every little bit of time off I have. I know every time I have a little break, I maximize it, and I maximize it because I'm present. And when I'm present, I'm thinking all those positive ideas and I'm practicing my mantras, and I love thinking of the new dream and the new story and listening to my thoughts and laughing at myself and knowing that my future is unfolding by the thoughts that I'm thinking. It's so fun when I take time off and just allow myself to create in my own mind and allow myself to connect with the people that I'm with and allow myself to be present and to feel good and to know that that's the most important thing and to have the expectation that when I take time off, that's making me money. Like, that's the beauty of it, is that I know my money comes from my feeling good, whether that feeling good is spreading my mission or whether that feeling good is taking time off and relaxing by myself or taking time off and engaging with friends or taking time off and playing with the dog. It all makes money because my expectation is that my money is made through joy. That's where it comes from. That's how I like to make my money. My money is made through my happiness, and that's why my happiness is so important to me. And that's a rant. And that will cover all the bases. So play with it and practice it and have fun. And we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to check in with the Facebook audience. For those of you that don't know, I'm here live on Facebook. And if you want to be part of the discussion, then you can head on over to DanaUpdate.com and you'll get a little ping when I go live. DanaUpdate.com. And by the way, if you haven't been to DanaClass.com for a while, you're going to want to go check it out, because if you like this, if you like the idea of making money by being happy and getting paid to be you, then DanaClass.com will give you the how and tell you how to do that. All right, I will be back in 123 seconds. See you then.
Do you know who's coming up on the Mind Aware show this week? No? Well, you would if you were getting Dana's weekly email with this week's upcoming guests. If you'd like to be in the know, then just text 44222 with the word Mind Aware. That's all one word with no spaces. That's 44222 Mind Aware. All one word, MINDAWARE. And we'll give you the heads up about who's coming up on the show. Never miss another episode, celebrity guest, or Dana Rance episode. Maybe she's talking about your favorite topic. Just text 44222 with the word Mind Aware, and you'll always be in the loop.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild, and welcome back to the show. It's so fun to be here with you, and I really hope that you get the core of this message, and I know you do, which is that you can build a business from your joy. You can build a business quickly and easily, and in fact, there's no other way to do it than through your joy. Your first stop and your first priority, choose it to be happiness. Choose it to be your joy. Because here's the thing. When you do that, everything else gets easier. I mean, there are two ways to build a business. One is the way that everybody else is talking about. Work long hours, trudge. You got to want it more than anybody else. You got to get out of your comfort zone. You got to do stuff you hate. All of these things, you got to discipline yourself. All of that, those kinds of words. And can't you feel, even with those three or four sentences that I just said, your energy go down? And it feels like it's going to be so hard to do. Well, our motto here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox is fun, fast, and easy. Fun, light, and easy. Think of ease and flow. Anything that has to do with more like allowing things to come into your life and attracting things into your life and making your money because you're so fully you. When you're your best self, when you're your happiest self, people want to engage with you. They want to buy from you. You don't have to go out and sell people or work hard or climb that hill because you show up in a way that people just want what you have. They want what you had for breakfast and they want to be around you. So your homework, or as we like to call it, your home play, is don't worry about not feeling like working. Instead, think more about how can I play? How can I play more in my business? How can I play more in my personal life? How can I bring more joy into my life? Because when you bring more joy into your life, you are your best you. That's how you grow quickly. That's how you grow easily. You grow through ease and flow. Ease and flow and happiness and joy and positive expectation. This works. Expect it to work. Know that you are a better you when you're feeling good. Know that you allow more into your life. Doesn't it seem like you get more done and you get in the flow and you're in the zone and stuff happens easier for you when you're feeling good? Make feeling good your first stop, and what you're going to see is that everything comes to you more easily and things happen quicker. And the best part is you actually enjoy the ride. Have some fun. Go out and do that home play. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
You're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?